Many, many, many decades ago, in my first semester of seminary, Father Damien Dietlein was giving me one of our lectures in the Gospels, introductory to the Gospels course. And he spent a lecture on this parable. And I remember him telling us that this parable is the most difficult parable that Jesus told, because the message is the hardest really to grasp and live. Very hard. We are made in God's image. God is love. And love has to be given freely and accepted freely. Therefore, all of us who are the followers of Jesus and are created in his image are free to make our choices. Jesus never tells us what the older son decides to do. He ends it right there. We don't know if the older son decided to forgive his brother and join the party, or hold a grudge and stay away. We don't know. And I think Jesus left it that way because he knew that just as accepting God's love is a free choice, so is forgiveness. God forgives us if we seek that forgiveness, but we have to choose to ask for that forgiveness. But it's also true that we have to choose to forgive. And sometimes it's very, very hard to forgive. Sometimes things happen to us in our life and we think, I could never forgive that. And yet, that's what we're called to do. There's a movie I highly recommend seeing. It's called The Shack. It's a movie about a father and something absolutely horrible happens to him. He's challenged to grasp with the whole concept of forgiveness. It's not about accepting the sin, but forgiving allows you to move on in your life, in your journey, without the burden of hatred. Forgiveness keeps us from hatred. Oh, we still may be disappointed. And oh my, still we may be cautious in what we do with the person we forgive. But hate we cannot. And so it's our choice every time we're presented to forgive. Jesus emphasizes forgiveness in another place that we're very common. We say all the time, forgive us our trespasses. We ask God to forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. And the very next verse after Jesus gives that prayer, the Our Father, he says, because whoever forgives others, our Heavenly Father will forgive. But if we do not forgive others, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. In this Lenten season, think about any grudges that you may be holding. Prayerfully think about finding the strength and the ability, because it's not easy to forgive.